Hello, everybody. I'm Dane Curley, and this is me clicking record.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you,
No idea why that's in my head, and yet it is. Welcome to MC Rec 48. Yes, the 48th episode of me clicking record. Shout outs to my homie at G Fuel, hooking it up with delicious G Fuel, and of course my Patreon patience. I'm taking patience on Patreon, and so far no malpractice lawsuits, so doing good on Patreon. If you'd like to donate and become a patient on Patreon, please head to patreon.com/DaneCurley. Patreon, I appreciate you. Man, I just got back from the live fight week for Karate Combat Event 4 of Season 4, Adamov versus Levine. We got a new middleweight champion, took all sorts of pictures with fighters that I like, and cool people, met all the fighters on the card. It was a great show. If you're into MMA, mixed martial arts, you need to check out Karate Combat, okay? We did it in Orlando, Florida, at the backlot of Universal Studios, Florida. It was an awesome show. If you didn't get a chance to see it, it is free. And it wasn't free to attend, but it is free on karate.com. So check it out. Or you could go on YouTube or Instagram, watch the highlights. Do whatever the hell you want, but do check it out. The fighters are top-notch. And we had some awesome UFC fighters in attendance. Giga Chikadze was there. Raymond Daniels was there. Not that he's a UFC fighter, but he is a dope fighter. And Flex Wheeler was there, the bodybuilder, legendary bodybuilder. He brought his daughter. They both had a fantastic time. They said that the women had the fight of the night, in their opinion. That was Omyra Molina versus Ana Luisa Ferreira. Because, you know, Brazilians don't say the letter R. They only say H. And we can move right along, because I don't want to focus too much on that. I had so many things that I wanted to say. I don't remember any of them, because it's an unscripted podcast. That's what I've been working at, folks. Unscripted. No script. Today, I don't even have notes. No notes. You want a guy who has notes? Go listen to NPR. You want a guy who has notes? I'm sure Ira Glass will do a perfectly fantastic noteworthy podcast. Get it? It's a pun. But I'm not going to use notes because I do what I want. Whatever. I do what I want. That is plagiarism of South Park. But if you didn't know, then how could you get me in trouble? That's what I have to tell you. I have to cancel myself. It's the only path ahead. So yeah, I spent the whole week in Orlando working that event. Got to film with Bas Rutten. That's not how he says his name. It's just Bas Rutten. And people are like, well, how come it's Bas and not Bass? Because the name is Sebastian. Not when you're from the Netherlands. It is Sebastian. And so Bas it is. And Bas just sounds like a much tougher sounding than Bass. You know, Bass is a fish. Bas is a person who smashes your face when you fucking say something unkind to him or about his family. That is Bas. And the highlight, I was going to say of my life, because it could be, but definitely the highlight of the week. I was dicking around on this bag that's shaped like a human. It's called a Bob dummy. And it's like a heavy bag, but it's shaped like a human. It literally has, you know, the indentations for the nose and the eyes. And it's not just the shape of a figure. It's got, you know, pecs and nipples and all that stuff. So anyway, I was just, you know, I swear to God, I didn't know he was watching me. And, you know, I was in between work, just kind of getting a workout in. And he sees me throw a kick at it, and my kick doesn't quite reach the head. Now, this Bob dummy is maybe 1 inch taller than me. And he goes, oh, that was on the neck. That was on the neck. Hard kick, but it was on the neck. You're going to hurt his neck. What he was trying to tell me was, you can't knock somebody out by kicking them in the neck. I mean, unless they're a little pansy. Some of you pansies listening to this podcast, I'm sure, have been knocked out by getting kicked in the neck. Ow, my neck. But in a fight with somebody who knows how to fight or has been in a fight, at the least, kicking a kick to the neck's not going to do it. Not going to get it done. So I was like, oh my God, Boss Rutten, the former heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, an MMA legend who's in the Hall of Fame, is watching me throw kicks. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to let the next one hit. I'm not going to let the neck one hit the neck. So I was like, this is it. This is the head kick that's going to define the rest of my life. So I threw this head kick, and it hit that Bob dummy right on the chin. And Boss was like, whoa, there you go, Dane. That's a KO. That's right on the chin. You hit somebody like that in real life, they're going down. They're knocked out. And I was like, oh my God, I got to do it again. It can't just be a one-hit wonder with the one kick of my life. It has to be two kicks in a row. Boom. I whopped it up there. Bam. I got in the chin. And he said, see, Dane, that's your kick. You do that kick, you're knocking somebody unconscious. And I just... My whole life flashed before my eyes. No, it didn't really. But I was so I withheld so much excitement in that moment, in that 30-second moment of my life where Boss Rutten told me that my kick is a KO kick. Because, you know, I have to admit, haven't ever kicked another human being outside of a sparring session where you're not going 100%. And I do take pride. I've never been one of those guys who I'm in a sparring session and I get carried away and I'm throwing with all my might trying to knock out my sparring opponent. It has never happened. I've never done that. And maybe that, you know, some people out there, they're like, oh, well, that's because you're a pussy. You never did hard sparring. Some people love hard sparring. Personally, I love, you know, having all my joints intact throughout old age and not having, you know, CTE and all that stuff. And since I'm not a professional fighter, I can afford not to hard spar and yet still take my martial arts training seriously, right? So anyway, so that 30 seconds in front of Boss just told me for the first time ever in my life, I mean, it blew my ego up to, you know, Hindenburg levels of size. So now I'm very, very much at risk of a small candle flame burning me into the oblivion. But I now know that I have a KO-powered head kick, which I never knew. I knew I had a KO-powered body kick, but I'd never delivered the goods to the head, and I'm not the most flexible person, so, you know, don't reveal my secrets, but if you're taller than 5'10", I probably can't get over your shoulder. But you never know, you might be in a fighting stance, which makes you a little bit shorter. Aha, there are ways. See, you bend a little bend in the knees, and now I'm kicking you in the head. Maybe I could get up to 6 foot tall person if they're in a boxing stance. Who knows? You know who knows? Boss Rutten, one of the greatest heavyweight fighters of all time. That's who knows. And thank you, Boss. I am eternally grateful. And what just a stand-up guy Boss Rutten is, man. He missed his calling as an actor. Obviously found his calling as a martial artist, so I don't mean to say that he has lived an unfulfilled life because he hasn't been acting so much. And he has done some acting. He was in the movie with the Kevin James, but of course that's, you know, kind of on brand for him as a martial artist. I really do think, Boss, if you're listening, you can be an actor with the best of them, especially a comedic actor. Your improv sensibilities are spot on. You're not afraid to take risks. He doesn't have an ego when he's acting. I mean, this guy is really a talent, and I you know, I've been in the circuit, and I the guy could be a professional comedic actor. No question. No question. But you know what? He's having a perfectly good career in martial arts, so I'm not telling him to change anything. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I also met Wonder Boy, Stephen Wonder Boy Thompson, UFC fighter. And man, that guy is a legend. He is absolutely the bona fide NMF, the nicest motherfucker you will ever meet. He is so genuine, so authentic, so nice. I don't think a single person met him this week where he didn't, if he had any suspicion whatsoever that he would see them a second time, he memorized their names. Okay, and he would see him in the hall. I mean, I would just be a fly on the wall. He's walking down the hall shouting out the PA. Hey, Sean, what's going on? You know, like excited, happy to be alive, proud to be at the karate combat shoot, proud to be in his station in life, working hard, and just an all-around great human being. Pleasure to work with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. It was an honor to meet you as well, sir. And man, we did some cool things together too. And there's a video on YouTube right now of a world champion kickboxer, Gabriel Varga, who fought at our event and had a hard fight, three tough rounds, and he won a unanimous decision. Probably 2-1, but it was a sickly close fight with Bruno Assis. Shout outs to those two. They put on a hell of a show in Orlando on Saturday, the 25th of June, 2022, in case my podcast becomes super popular 10 years from now and people finally start listening to it and need to know what the fuck I'm talking about. But that video of Varga and Wonderboy just kind of talking shop was excellent. Very cool to watch on YouTube. And there's just a ton of content that I had the pleasure of helping produce that it's out there now. And, the Instagram for Karate Combat is just a treat. There's so much stuff on there that I had a hand in or did not. And either way, there's so much good stuff. You don't need to be a Dane Curley fan or a fan of me clicking record to find that you might also be a fan of Karate Combat. And I don't talk about it much on this podcast because, you know, work life and arts life, never the twain shall meet. But I am fortunate that even in my capacity as a marketer, as a marketing expert, there is a lot of content creation that happens, a lot of creativity. And, you know, obviously it's really itching that scratch that I have to be involved in the fight world and the fight game and martial arts world and keep that being a part of my life. So shout outs to me, motherfuckers. I had a great time and I hope that these stories help you have a great time by listening to me clicking record episode 48. Almost turned into Zoidberg there. Doctors. Nope, that is not. That's like, I was about to do. Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Nick. But Zoidberg is over here. Blah. What do you want from Dr. Zoidberg? Blah. That's not a bad Zoidberg. Just fucking whip that out of my ass. Way to go, me. Who else do you want to hear? You want to hear other impressions? I don't have too many at the ready right now. I haven't been thinking about it. It's an unscripted show. But Dane, that's the premise of your show. You're supposed to have tons. There you go, Jerry Seinfeld. You're supposed to have tons of ideas. Even when it's an unscripted show, you're supposed to have great ideas all the time. Oh. All right, who else do you want? I know there's an Eddie Murphy lying in here somewhere. I pulled him out once before. Eddie Murphy! But I don't. He's hard to say things as. What can we say as Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy, let's see, let's come up with a premise. Eddie Murphy, he was walking down the street, and there was a bumblebee, and the bumblebee was like, you know, was really trying to get him on the neck or something. Oh my God, it's a Yeah, see, that's when you find out I don't actually have an Eddie Murphy impression. I can only say, Eddie Murphy! Well, all right, Eddie. You can't say anything else but his own name. He's like, as far as my impression of Eddie Murphy is concerned, Eddie Murphy is a Pokemon. Then that's all he can say is his own name. Pika Pika. Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy. I'm Eddie Murphy. I was Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, I got to work on that one, folks. I apologize for the crash and burn. Well, at least we had a good Seinfeld. Oh. It's hard to do modern, you know, older Seinfeld. He screams. He doesn't do that whole, I'm talking down here. He doesn't do that anymore. He's screaming at everybody. Jeez, oy vey. He's screaming at everybody. It's very jarring, Jerry. You need to calm down, man. He doesn't scream at people when they're in his car getting coffee, but his specials have gotten aggressive. He's very, he's an angry old man, I think. What else have I been watching lately, thinking about lately? Ooh, almost, that burp was a little suspicious for solids. Excuse me. It's grotesque. I got some new art up on the wall by Alex Gray. My biggest Alex Gray print yet. Really stoked about it. It's from that Tool album, Fear Inoculum. The artwork is called The Great Turn. And it's a very powerful image. Check that one out on the interwebs. The Great Turn. Alex Gray, what a sick artist that man is. So now I have Net of Being, which is too small for my liking, but it was the print that was available and is sold out already. And then The Great Turn, which is sold out in like 50 freaking different iterations. Even the poster that they sell at the Tool concerts is like selling for $1,000. It's just, it's outrageous. You got to really get lucky with art collection. I'm wondering, you know, though, speaking of art collection, the markets are taking a turn down, as we all know. The markets are down. Cryptocurrency, like $1 trillion was wiped out. But I learned that the dot-com bubble burst, that was $5 trillion. So that's five times the size of the downturn that the cryptocurrency downturn that we just had in 2022 was. So I don't know. I'm not too worried about it, to be honest. I still, well, some of you need to be worried, okay? Some of you, you've been buying shit coins and butt coins and bitcoins when you should have been buying bitcoins, okay? And I'm still, I'm sorry, folks. I'm very suspicious about Ethereum. I'm not saying you're not going to make money on it. I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad investment. What I am saying is that hundreds of millions of dollars have been hacked off of these connectors to Ethereum, these like layers of Ethereum. So I just don't know that that's, you know, that's the place to be with your money when you have this other alternative with Bitcoin, not a buttcoin. And it's so stable. It's so hacker proof. And, you know, obviously we have to mine these exchanges. I'm pro regulation. Regulate it. But, you know, fair regulation, good laws, good rules. But regulate these exchanges, regulate Coinbase, regulate Binance, especially Binance because it's, you know, China-based. Even though it's now called Binance US, it's still, you know, they're owned by China. Same way TikTok is owned by China. Let's talk about TikTok, too. TikTok's stealing all our information. And you know what? The information they're going to steal from your TikTok is your passwords. And then they're going to get into your Binance account with that password. And they're going to steal all your Bitcoin. So there's a lot to look out for right now, but I think if you are a buyer, you know, I know that there's a lot of risk-reward talk that's going to go on in your own imaginations about buying one of the shit coins because it can 1,000x your investment. And, you know, Bitcoin, even though it's crashed, it's $20,000. Yeah, but Bitcoin has almost certainly a future, even just as a piece of technology, of internet technology. So I'm all Bitcoin all the way. I've got, as far as my cryptos go, I am not a financial advisor. Please consult your own financial advisor who is certified by whatever certified commissions are local to your area or your federal government. Dane Curley does not give investment advice on any shows of me clicking record. So yeah, but I like Bitcoin. And I'm going to buy more of it. Or I already did. And I will buy more of it. But why did I start talking about Bitcoin on this unscripted show? Well, because I was talking about art and the cost of art. So I'm wondering if, you know, art, people think crypto's crazy. Look at art. Works of art, they're skyrocketing year after year after year after year. They have like 25% annual growth rates, which like puts the S&P 500 to shame. To shame. And I gotta wonder, you know, is that gonna keep going on if we're entering this recession that, from what I can tell, is going to be necessarily a longer term recession than like this crash isn't the end of it. It's not like we're not starting the recovery just yet. From what I hear, I don't know what to believe exactly, but people say, you know, wage inflation is over and inflation is not over. And they're going to, you know, mortgage rates are going to stay a little high. However, the supply of houses is too small. So the cost of housing might stay high, but it's not rapidly expanding. And I have seen, if you're one of those Zillow crawlers like me, you'll see like this property has been taken down from 800K to 750K. This property has been taken down from 660 to 630, so on and so forth. And that's starting to become a regular thing. But the stability of the housing market is still not assured, and these downturns in housing are not guaranteed. So houses are still going to cost more than most people can afford. Even after the downturn, before this downturn, houses were outrageously expensive. After, they're just going to be super expensive. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know that that's going to bring people's money buying power back. You've got gas still seems to be heading up, not down. And even if gas stays put here at around five, I don't know what the average is for the whole nation of the United States, maybe high fours. But where I live, it is, I mean, I have to buy super because I have a turbocharged, because I'm so fucking cool. I got a turbocharged fucking Golf GTI. And I have to pay for super for 93. I think I could go down to 91, but nobody sells 91. It's kind of like 87, 89, 93. So that's $5.60 or $5.70, depending on what gas station you go in, if you pay cash or card. So, I mean, my point, you know, food is costing a lot. So all these costs are up, up, up. Do people still have money to buy art prints? Because that's like a, you know, you could still be blue collar or, you know, true middle class and buy art prints. I don't have original Alex Gray works of art. I do support up and coming artists by buying their art original because I can afford it. But, you know, I can't afford more than $1,000 on a piece of art. I just can't. So, but those people who can, are they going to have as many millions to spend or as many tens of thousands, as many hundreds of thousands to spend on art? I don't know. So yeah, that was a big, long, several minutes long spiel that resulted in, I don't know. You're very welcome. That's what you come here for. Me clicking record is all about the things you don't know. And the things the host doesn't know, apparently. So glad I spoke about it. Did I want to say anything else? Sure I did. I always have things to talk about. Oh, I just had a Mexican Coca-Cola. That was really delicious. But they're not a sponsor, so I don't want to talk about them. At least G Fuel sends me free stuff. G Fuel, delicious energy beverage. Very tasty. Gamers love it. Gives you a little focus when you're playing a game. I've been playing all sorts of games. I think I already told you about Civilization VI. It's an oldie but goodie. Really enjoy that. If you're a super nerd, you'll enjoy that like me. Europa Universalis. Yeah, I mean, you can't even pronounce it, so you're not going to play it. But your smart cousin might like it. And what else have I been playing? You know, they got the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 coming out, which is actually the second game with the same title of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. But instead of being the number 2, it's the Roman numeral 2. That's how you tell the difference. That game is probably going to be amazing. And so I've been, I don't know, I've been playing Call of Duty Vanguard, which is the World War II version. There's so many good games out. I want to get back to playing, what's the freaking Cyberpunk 2077 with Keanu Reeves starring. I never finished it. The reason I stopped playing was not because of all the glitches everyone was complaining about, because the game does have a ton of glitches. Man, I just chowed down into that game. I ate all those glitches right up. Delicious. Don't care about a glitch. The game was amazing. The storyline was so intellectual and adult and satisfying. The only reason I stopped playing it was because I didn't want to finish it too fast. I wanted to really chew on it, like the way I read a really long book that's amazing. Like the way I read the Dune series, books 1 through 4. That's how I look at Cyberpunk. It really is that awesome to me and that interesting and that deep. And I highly, highly recommend you play that game if you have not already. It's been on sale a few times now. So, and you know, some of these big titles, they just never cut the price. But you can start picking up Cyberpunk a little bit cheaper than you could originally. And God of War on PC, I'm playing, gotta be honest, a little underwhelmed. Love the voice acting, because the voice actor is one of the stars of Stargate. Teal'c was the character's name. I think his name is Christopher Judge, the actor. And, you know, he's just this big, huge black guy that has this awesome, cool, deep voice, and he's all jacked. And he plays Kratos, who is not a big, huge black guy. He's a big, huge white guy. And I appreciate that they don't care. What else do I have for you? Oh, new Porcupine Tree album. Fantastic song off that album called Of the New Day. And you know what? We haven't done a song of the day to check out in a long time. Song of the day to check out. That's like in the style of Brian McKnight, I think. So of the new day, porcupine tree, and be careful nobody's watching you type in porcupine tree into your search bar, like your girlfriend or your mom, because the first three letters of porcupine are P-O-R, and they will see your porn history. So please be careful with who you search in front of. PSA. So the album is called Closure/Continuation. And I mean, just came out. And it's 10 songs, which altogether are over an hour and 5 minutes of music. And that, to me, is exactly what I look for in an album these days. I loved that Tool album, Fear Inoculum, from a few years back, had like 8 songs, but it was 80 minutes long. Like, I love a good long progressive rock song. So that's what you'll find here. And I don't know the fucking melody enough, so I gotta play this to actually do it. Oh, okay, I know this. Hold your fear in check, my dear. It's got no place here. There's no need to fight. Just drift away on the new day. It's not how he sings it. Because it's a new song. It takes me a week at least to really be good at a song. Is that okay with you that I'm not Christina Aguilera? Is that okay with you? Find yourself a better way to meet the future. It's all that you crave. A silhouette of the new day. Walk away from what you love and all your people. Move into fog and live again on the new day. It's a good song. You should check it out. It's very pleasant. Toward the end, there is a fabulous guitar solo. And Steven Wilson, who is the front man of Porcupine Tree, is absolutely at his best. And I highly recommend this entire album, Closure Continuation by Porcupine Tree. And Porcupine Tree, they've definitely come into their own sound, but if you listen to some of their older albums, they were very much a Pink Floyd influenced prog rock group. There were several sounds, and even an entire album, some would argue, this album, The Sky Moves Sideways, which is one of my favorites by them, but maybe it is one of my favorites because it sounds so much like Pink Floyd, and some would say a little too much like Pink Floyd, that it's almost a Pink Floyd album. I'm not quite so harsh toward Porcupine Tree. I think that album is fantastic. It's absolutely worth going back and listening to. That came out in 1995. They've had several excellent albums since then. I really love an album called Stupid Dream. I have song songs from Stupid Dream before. critically acclaimed would be the series of albums from 2002, 5, and 7, In Absentia, Dead Wing, and Fear of a Blank Planet. Fear of a Blank Planet, also the name of the title song from that album. Super excellent. I've sung a few of these on earlier episodes of the podcast, but many of you are listening for the first time. Check out Porcupine Tree. Start with the new album. That's fine. If you just got to hit a couple, if you want to hear a couple of like hits, if you're one of those types of people, you don't like listening to albums, I would say the songs Radioactive Toy, Of the New Day, which I just did for you, Fear of a Blank Planet, and let me give you one from Stupid Dream, Even Less, and yeah, that's a good start for you. That's a good start for you. Radioactive Toy, let's sing that one. Radioactive Toy, da-da-da-da-da. Give me the freedom to destroy, give me Radioactive Toy. Yeah, I'm not going to sing it for you because I already sang a song, because there's people listening to this podcast that are like, yo, brah, I didn't come here to hear you like sing 6 songs in a row, brah. Isn't that what you did on the call-in live podcasting app, brah? You go use the live podcasting app, brah, if you want those people who want to listen to your music. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. And that's why I have a separate thread, okay, for when I'm just singing songs on the song of the day to check out thing. Okay, no problem. But we're coming up on 30 minutes, so and my flow is just not strong as it was during the first 25 minutes, so we're going to call it a day, y'all. Peace!
1, 2, 3, this is a podcast. Dane Noodles, this is a podcast. It's a podcast, Dane. This is a Noodles
cast.
And we like sex.